I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio. A group of researchers at Utah State University's Institute for Antiviral Research is working right now to test antiviral compounds and licensed drugs for their effectiveness against the novel coronavirus, the cause of the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining me is Brett Hurst. He's an assistant research professor with USU's Department of Animal, Dairy, and Veterinary Sciences, along with the lead investigator on this project, Dr. Bart Tarbett. Welcome to the both of you.
Hello. Hello.
Let's begin with you, Dr. Tarbett. Your research involves testing on animals, and in this case, you're using hamsters?
Our plan is actually to move forward with both mice and hamsters, because we don't know which one is going to be the best, with the idea of developing a good model. What our goal is to try and develop an animal model that resembles or mimics the disease manifestation in a human. Because then we can evaluate vaccines and antiviral drugs because of the urgency. And so we're going to be working with transgenic animals that have the human receptor for the virus. So the animal is expressing the receptor in the lung just like humans do. And so now when we expose the animals to the virus bind to the receptor and then cause the clinical signs.
How does that work as far as testing some of these drugs as far as effectiveness? I guess you'll want to determine the dosage and the way to administer these potential drugs that could be used to treat COVID-19?
Right. Go ahead, Brett. Take that one.
One of the first things that we have to establish is how can we safely treat the animals with the compound, and then what parameters can we use to determine whether or not that treatment is effective. And so as Bart was mentioning about the different disease manifestations that we'll try and observe in the hamsters, we'll see if we can see a reduction or a lessening of the disease in those animals following treatment.
But I guess, of course, you have to determine with the animals what the response is, but they will still have to do some testing on humans.
This really is the very first level of screening for positive antiviral drugs. So we do here at Utah State, we are not involved in human clinical studies. We push what is called the preclinical development, which means the development before it goes into humans.
So any idea how long it might take to get a feel from this observation as to whether the treatments are working?
Oh, soon. We're expecting, you know, like for an influenza virus model, we can produce clinical signs that resemble influenza in 2 weeks in an animal. And so if we have an effective antiviral or vaccine, we see it within that 2-week time period, so very rapidly.
And you actually started on this research, in late February?
Right. Actually, we worked closely with the National Institute of Health, and so actually we were at the top of the list to receive virus from the Center for Disease Control. And so just as soon as they were getting it out, we were really one of the very first ones to obtain the virus. And then Brett has been working in the laboratory with it on an in vitro assay. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, so we've really had an assay set up and working for about 2 weeks now. So we've just barely started getting everything running and just starting to evaluate compounds. But we did start about the end of February is when we actually started working with the virus.
You know, it's strange for me to hear that you were waiting to receive this virus because so many of us are hoping to avoid it.
I started my training in infectious diseases in 1992, so, you know, 25 years or more. In that time, I probably worked on 4 or 5 new and emerging diseases, which will probably surprise you. But there actually are emerging diseases all the time. We've never seen anything like this, though.
As virologists, how concerned are you when looking at this particular virus compared to maybe others that you've worked on?
Go ahead, Brett.
Compared to some of the other viruses that we've worked with, the fatality rate is actually lower for the SARS-CoV-2 virus than it is for some of the others that we work with. That being said, I don't think I would want to be infected with this one, so it's still a very serious disease, and it's something that we're worried about.
What about your safety and welfare? Do you have the equipment that you need, the protective gear that you need to complete this work safely?
You know, that's a great question. The facilities that we work in highly contained facilities that protect us. We have protocols that we use that are in place that will protect the people working with the virus. So we are probably safer in our laboratories than we are out walking around in a Walmart or something.
Well, I'm not sure how reassuring that is for the rest of us not working in the facility. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Bart Tarbett. He's a research associate professor in USU's Department of Animal, Dairy, and Veterinary Sciences, along with associate research professor Brett Hurst, part of USU's Institute for Antiviral Research, working to test antiviral compounds and drugs for their effectiveness against the novel coronavirus. If you'd like to hear more of my interview, you can find the full conversation online at upr.org.